The verse to think on for the week is Psalm 111, verse 1. And I want to read it to you from the Message Bible, then from the New Living Testament, and share a little bit about it. The Message says, "Hallelujah! I will give thanks to God with everything I've got, wherever good people gather, and in the congregation." And the New Living says, "Praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people." So the King James says, "Praise the Lord," instead of "Hallelujah," as the Message said. The King James says, "Praise the Lord," and then it says, "I will praise the Lord." So it makes a general statement, "Praise the Lord," like to the air, to everything, "Praise the Lord." And that praise means, it's hallel, and it's the word that means to be clear, to shine, to make a show or boast, to celebrate, to rave clamorously and foolishly. So that's the first one. It says, "Praise the Lord." In other words, really boast about him, really rave about him. And then the psalmist says, "I will." And so we take from that, "I will praise." The Hebrew uses a different word for praise than hallel, and it uses the word yada. "I will yada." Not "I will hallel," but "I will yada." And that means to use or throw out or extend the hand. So I'm going to extend my hands in worship. Is it scriptural to put our hands up during worship? Yes. Amen. Right on. It means to throw, like to throw away, to revere, to worship with extended hands, to shoot praise into the sky, to really praise him. So let's stand and let's say it from the New Living Version, and then we're going to do it. "Praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people." Well, you say, not everybody in this room is godly, maybe. Right? As I look at my sister, I know something she did, and that wasn't very godly. No, we're going to see each other as covered by the blood of Jesus, right? And then we're all godly, and that's how we should look at each other. And then we can thank the Lord. Amen. Let's celebrate him this morning in worship.